Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. We're going to talk about cooperation because it seems to be a major topic on planet Earth lately. It seems like an awful lot of people are into destruction rather than cooperation. Have any of you noticed that? Yeah. We're not going to cooperate with anybody. We're just going to destroy anything we don't like. But, you know, things are going to run out on planet Earth if everybody has that attitude. So, anyhow, we're going to talk about the beauties and the benefits of cooperation because that's where Mother Earth's got to go and all of the things that exist and live on this planet. So, cooperation, it is an incredible strength. If you don't use cooperation, you're going to be operating from weakness. Cooperation is a tremendous strength. It is not a weakness. And a lot of destructive people want you to believe it is a weakness. But almost everything on this planet is going to take more than one thing to accomplish. If you'll notice, we have two political parties. We have quite a few people on juries. We have people who are doing physical work, lifting things. They usually have more than one person helping to do those things. Everything is based on a cooperative level. All animals operate on some sort of cooperative level. Everything on this planet is really based on a dependency of cooperation. So take a nice deep breath and let's tune into ourselves and start to be aware of how important internal operation of cooperation is. You, the spirit, have to cooperate with your physical body. And if you, the spirit, and your body are not in cooperation with each other, things do not work on the same level that you desire. So I'm going to jump right into grounding at this point in time. So take a nice deep breath and let yourself tune in to spirit-body cooperation and how essential it is and how when you, the spirit, ground through your body, you're setting up cooperation between spirit and body. It's so simple when you begin to see it from that simplistic spiritual level. So what happens if you don't ground? Oh my goodness, you can just go on and on with a list of things that can happen that you probably don't like. So allow that grounding to flow from your first chakra through all the physical world to the center of the earth. And take some nice deep breaths as you do this. It helps you ground. It helps you with all of your spiritual techniques. It's you, the spirit, and the body cooperating. And grounding is the number one technique to help you do this. It creates stability. It creates safety for the body. It helps you feel real. It also helps you release energy. It helps you own your personal space. When you, the spirit, ground into and through your body from the first chakra, you, the spirit, are taking responsibility for your body. You are being in charge. You're setting up a cooperation between you and your body. Notice how your body feels when you ground the body. Again, just tune in to you and your body and be aware of the most important cooperation, which is between you, the spirit, and your physical body. Without this cooperation, it's difficult for you to interact with and cooperate with others. Take a nice deep breath and let any energy flow down your grounding cord that interrupts being grounded. I had an experience just yesterday of attempting to help a lady who was channeling someone else. And she was having a very disturbing experience. And she simply wasn't grounded. And the minute she, the spirit, began to take responsibility for her body and what was coming through it, and grounding herself, she began to change. It has tremendous power. Grounding. And it's a very important level of cooperation between you, the spirit, and your body. So keep allowing yourself to release any energy down your grounding cord that interferes with you being grounded, because it's extremely important. So take a nice deep breath. Everybody is, at this point, is cooperating with themselves by grounding. Oh, don't forget, nice deep breaths. That's another really important way of cooperating with your body. Have you noticed sometimes when you use your spiritual techniques, you hold your breath? Not a good idea. It will keep you from wanting to use your techniques, because bodies must breathe. They must have the oxygen. So take a nice deep breath and experience the stability and the sense of safety you get when you ground. And if you're having disturbing experiences in your life, what's the first thing you need to do? Ground. And how many of you jump to some other whatever fancy thing you think you should jump to and don't ground? But the number one cooperation between you and your physical body is to ground. So take a nice deep breath and let's tune in to the second most important thing for us to do to be in cooperation with our body. Spirit and body cooperation, and that is to operate as spirit in the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. I know for some of you have a sense that this is so simple, but how often do you go hopping off the planet rather than being in the center of your head, where you can see what is happening in relating to your body? And your body is in the present. Whatever is happening in the present, you can see from the center of your head. So be grounded and let you, that bright spark of light, come through the top of your head and come to the center of your head. Guess what you have here in the center of your head? Neutrality. Which is essential for cooperation. If you're neutral, you're going to see what is. You're not going to be judgmental. How cooperative can you be if you're judging someone else or yourself? You're not very cooperative, are you, if you're being judgmental? Ooh, I don't like that other person. I'm just going to drop this into the table. They carry the whole thing all by themselves. Don't you find that sort of amusing when you look at it in a childlike level? Oops, maybe not seeming so childlike to some. But the point is, when you are grounded and you are neutral, you're able to see clearly without judgment. Look at how powerful that is for you to be able to ground and center. See clearly. To be above your emotions and your intellect. To get a spiritual, cooperative level with your body. I always like to see the spirit-body interaction and communication as a balance. Spirit is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-seeing. Body is limited. It operates in time and in space and has to move mass. Let yourself take nice deep breaths and continue to do that as you experience your grounding and centering. And start to be aware of how this brings you cooperation between you as spirit and your body, and how you create balance between yourself, the spirit, and this physical body. Wow, there you are, grounded, keeping it safe and real, being in neutral and not judgmental. You can be aware of what's happening with your body. Oh, my body has a pain in the toe. Is that affecting my bad mood? What is it that's within my body that's affecting my life? And then you can respond to it. Ooh, my body's afraid. How is that affecting your reality? Cooperation between spirit and body. And then as you, the spirit, begin to see what is in the body, in the present, you have the ability to respond to what it needs. It's so simple, isn't it, folks? Notice if you make it complex by jumping from here to there and everywhere with your techniques or your information. Are you constantly focused on grounding and neutrality and cooperation between you, that bright soul, and that limited level physical body? Or do you have a lot of expectations of that poor body, that it's supposed to be like you? Well, it is not and never will be. So I want you to then start to be aware of how you're cooperating with those around you. I mean, you've gotten a tiny peek at how you, the spirit, and your body are cooperating with each other. And remember, you can meditate all during the week or all month to be aware of your spirit-body communication. I remember one time many years ago, I had doubt coming up, so I decided I needed to meditate on it. It took me a whole year to work through the level I needed to. What do you need to work through in relation to spirit and body? Maybe you're just so impatient with that poor body, you don't slow down enough to find out what it needs. Well, let's be aware of what's around you. We're surrounded by an amazing planet with all kinds of things going on. So how does your body, just your body, how does it respond? Pick any one thing, a partner, a child, a pet, anything. How does your body, just your body, not you and your body, but your body, how does it most often respond to that other entity that you picked? Do you compete rather than cooperate? Or maybe you put yourself down thinking, oh, that other person's going to do better than I am. How many fear-based ways do you have within your body that affect your ability to cooperate? And that's going to give you a slight indication of how much your body is interfering with your ability to cooperate. Remember your grounding. Isn't it great? You can just send some things down your grounding cord. It'll enhance your grounding, and it'll help you release energies you do not want. Maybe you really like to cooperate with this other person or entity or whatever, or maybe you have some resistance to it. It's like, why should I cooperate with that person? They haven't done anything for me for a long time. Whoops, what does that have to do with it? Allow your grounding and your neutrality. And begin to use them and incorporate them in being able to coordinate with this other person. What happens when you enter neutrality? Have you ever had the idea of cooperating just for fun? Not because you're going to get something? Be grounded, be neutral, be aware of being able to cooperate just for the joy of the interaction. Notice how many things get in your way. And let them go down your grounding cord. What are the things that begin to emerge for you that keep you from cooperation? You know, I'm always sort of amused at how little people are aware of what's interfering with their cooperation with others. How much does it have to do with how you, the spirit, are cooperating with your body? Are you, the spirit, paying attention? Or are you allowing other things to control you? Things from outside yourself or inside yourself? Cooperation I see as a balance, as a joy. How do you see cooperation? Do you get angry with people who don't cooperate the way you want them to cooperate? Find some amusement about it and allow yourself to use your grounding to let go. Now I'm going to give you just a minute or two just to allow your perspective of either the person you picked earlier or someone else or something else. And tune in again about cooperating with someone else. And notice if you have some other responses. Are you grounded? Are you in neutral about assisting with this other person, cooperating with them in some way? Maybe it's a living situation. Maybe it's a work situation. Are you, the spirit, using your techniques to enhance the cooperation? Or are you completely forgetting your techniques and operating completely from a body level? Are you using neutrality, non-judgment? Or are you using resistance? And judgment. We are spirit. Each of us is spirit. How much do you operate as spirit? Because spirit is incredibly cooperative. Unless you have limits within your body that block you from being cooperative. Guess what you can do? You can let those things go. give you a moment just to release and let it go. Let go of anything interfering with you, the spirit, being the joyous, cooperative vibration that you can be. Because whatever's keeping you from being uncooperative is located within your body. It doesn't make bodies bad. They're really great. They're so entertaining and fun, and gosh, there's so much to learn. It's just that you, the spirit, have an opportunity to cleanse and clear and allow your body to be more of a flow for you to operate through in a very cooperative manner, both with it and with everything around you. Now let's take a minute and communicate with my favorite teacher, and that's Jesus. And he was a very cooperative person. He was so kind and giving. He also could really own his space. Remember? He cleared the temple. What that really is all about, it's about clearing what does not belong in your body out of it. That's what the whole Bible story is about. The temple means the body. And as he was angry and cleared that energy, he rose above that fear of the body. He rose above the hate of the body and moved to the next step of anger, where there's motion. And then after he cleared the temple, in other words, cleared the things that did not belong in his body out of it, he was able to move to a creative level. And we all know what an amazingly wonderful creative level he manifested. So tune into how he was so cooperative with this world. And you know it was a challenge for him, just as it is for us. And I want you to say hello to him. Just say hello to Jesus. And give yourself permission to communicate with him about the concept of cooperation. You can ask him how you can better cooperate. What do you need to cleanse from within yourself that can assist your ability to cooperate? Ask Jesus about your ability to learn to be neutral, non-judgmental. Remember, your grounding is a wonderful way to release energies. Let go of whatever emerges for you. Just down your grounding cord. Ask Jesus to help you see how you can be more cooperative. It does not mean giving up your space to anyone or anything. It means owning your space. Just like Jesus cleared the temple, you can also clear your temple. Take a nice deep breath. Thank Jesus. And remember, you can communicate with him at any time, any place. He's always available. Let yourself separate from him. Be aware of your grounding. Be aware of being in the center of your head. These are things we've learned from him. These are techniques that he has taught us. Thank him and honor them. Because every one of us have been given this, let's validate these techniques and use them. We're meant to use them at all times. Life is really ideal meant to be a meditation. Give yourself permission to open up your ability to be cooperative and be amazed at some of the things that come to you rather than fighting and being resistant and not liking and judging. But let's be aware of how much we put our attention on how things are wrong and we need to fix them and we couldn't possibly cooperate with anything. When in reality, the moment we begin to operate on a more cooperative level, what happens within us expands from us. You want to change the world? Change yourself. And the world around you will change, and by changing, it will change the world around it and around it and around it. And until each of us begins to own what we have and share it, on a cooperative level, things won't be as we wish them to be. So take a nice deep breath, and we're going to have a short communication with your God. As you know, God resides within you as well as all around you. Please, I know all of you are so wonderfully intellectual, but you cannot communicate with God nor comprehend anything about God from an intellectual or an emotional level. You can feel things and you can think of things about it, but there's nothing intellectual about God. God is all things. Think your brain can figure that one out? Do you know what all things are? Okay, so we'll skip on to not being intellectual about this. So, increase your grounding, please. We're just a little spark of God. Give yourself permission to communicate with that spark of you as well as the God around you to whatever extent you can allow. So again, increase your grounding and either be in the center of your head or on top of it for your communication. And say hello to your God. And you can either have a quiet communion for yourself, or you can ask to get more information about cooperation between spirit and body, or between you and the world around you, whichever you prefer. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of you, that bright spark of light, that spark of God within yourself. Be aware of your ability to cooperate with the aspect of God all around you. Be aware of the oneness that's available to us. Be aware of the wonderful techniques that we have to help us experience this to a wonderful, full experience of knowledge that others don't have without the techniques. Yeah, Jesus was my favorite teacher because he was so wonderfully realistic about life, and he used to say, there are oars and there'll always be wars, and there'll always be rumors of wars. What can you be in charge of? You can be in charge of what is within you. If there are wars happening within you, use your grounding. Use your neutrality. Let go of your internal wars, your fears, your hatreds, your lack of cooperation with yourself and others. And give yourself permission to solve the internal problems. And at any time you have any difficulty, you can ground and center and communicate with your God, because it's always there. So in order for you to close up this part of your meditation, Just allow yourself to let go of a separation with the larger picture and be aware of that bright spark of light within the center of your head. That spark of light that is you. Rejoice in that life that you have, a spiritually aware life. It's truly a blessing that most people on this planet do not have. Please validate what you have and give yourself permission to use it at all times. All right, just allow yourself to make a separation. You might want to pat your knee, wiggle your foot, bring your attention back to the physical world. You can bend forward and release energy from your head and shoulders, top of your body. When you're ready, you can sit up and say hello, hello, hello. And remember, you always, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, have your grounding and your ability to center. So remember, make it a way of life, and your life will just automatically become more cooperative.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed healthcare or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.